Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Since arriving at Holly Grove a year ago and moving to Lexington, I've had to use my smartphone to help me get around town. I'm proud to report that a year in, there are many places I can get to without the aid of my device, but there are still many places, including to many of your homes, that I still have to type in the address and let my phone guide me to my destination. It's truly a modern-day convenience that I would be lost without. In today's gospel lesson, we hear the last scene of the Christmas story. The Magi, who are in our reading for today are called the wise men, the Magi were led to Jesus, not by a smartphone, not by GPS or MapQuest, or even a map. They were led to Jesus by a star. With great hope, they embarked on a long and arduous journey. Since they were seeking a king, they first went to Jerusalem because that's where the kings are supposed to be. But upon meeting a fearful and quite deceptive King Herod, their route was recalculated by prophecy. The star given to them by God led them to Bethlehem and identified Mary's son for them as the Messiah that they were seeking. Scripture tells us that when they saw the star where it stopped, they were overwhelmed with great joy. When the Magi saw the Christ child, they bowed down and worshiped him, and they presented him with gifts fit for a king. Today we remember this story and celebrate Epiphany, which is God revealing God's self in Jesus Christ to all the world, to all nations, to all people. God has come to us, and in the flesh of Jesus Christ, God's very presence took on earthly form. In the coming weeks, in the season after Epiphany, we're going to hear stories about how God revealed and continues to reveal God's presence in and through Jesus and his actions. Spiritual director Ruth Haley Barton says this about the Christmas story. God showed up in ordinary and unexpected places to ordinary and unexpected people. For the original hearers of Matthew's gospel, God revealing God's self to the Magi would have been more than unexpected. The original hearers would have been puzzled, disappointed, and probably even frustrated. You see, Matthew's gospel was written to Jewish Christians to help them understand that in Christ, God had fulfilled all of God's promises to Israel. Matthew opens by situating Jesus in Israel's history, in the line of David, and then God reveals God's self to the Magi? The Magi, for the original hearers, would have been on the far end of the spectrum of Gentiles. They were astrologers, which is what now some might call horoscopers. But this profession and these practices were against Jewish law. So not only were the Magi foreigners, not only were they Gentiles, they were pagans. Their beliefs and their practices were forbidden by God. They were as Gentile as you could get. So why? Why would God reveal God's self to these people? Why would the star guide these kind of people to the Christ child? The star and the Magi's journey revealed and continue to reveal Jesus, who is for all people. The promise that God made to Abraham all the way back in Genesis, that all nations would be blessed through him, is now revealed to the whole world in Jesus Christ. And that includes Gentiles. And that includes us, because we are all Gentiles. God comes to us in Jesus Christ for all nations and for all peoples. No exceptions, no restrictions, no conditions. It is this message that the Apostle Paul was called to live and proclaim. He understood his call to be making people see that the mystery that had been hidden for the ages was that God in Christ had united all people. Gentiles were now members of the same body. Gentiles were now partakers of the gospel of Christ. Paul boldly proclaimed that in Christ, God was uniting all people, that Gentiles were now included in God's people. This was a radical and very challenging shift, because then, just as now, the people of God who are called to steward God's grace want to monopolize God's grace. From its birth, the church has put up walls to separate insiders and outsiders. Every generation has decided who the outsiders of that generation are. But Scripture and the Apostle Paul make it clear that there are no distinctions that exist in Christ. In Christ, there is no us versus them. In Christ, there are no insiders and no outsiders. Any human distinction that we can come up with based on race, culture, gender, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, ability, appearance, citizenship, socioeconomic status, none of these or anything else we can come up with can ever, ever exclude anyone from God's love and grace and mercy. Nor should they ever exclude anyone from the church. The inclusion of Gentiles among God's people that we celebrate today on the Feast of Epiphany is not our doing. It is the work of God. And God invites and calls us to join God's work in uniting all people together. One commentary I read this week says this: submission to God's gift of light carries the call to accept and proclaim the inclusion of outsiders within the mystery. The call and charge of Epiphany is to go out into the world as the body of Christ and carry the light of Christ to a world in darkness. The late Lutheran pastor Steve Gerhard said this: Epiphany is a time for showing the same kind of concern for the world that God has shown in the birth of Christ. Think about it. For God so loved the world, the whole world, that God sent God's only Son so that the world might be saved through him. God so loved the whole world, the cosmos, the entire created order, so much that God became human and God revealed God's self to outsiders. God's desire to unite all of God's children in Christ continues to be the call of the church. We ourselves, who were once outsiders, are called, just as the Apostle Paul was, to make known that the boundless riches in Christ Jesus are for all nations and for all people. May we faithfully live out and fulfill this call and this charge in our church and in our lives. May it be so to the glory of God, the one who has come to us and the one who makes us one with Christ. Amen.